Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're celebrating today the Transfiguration, one of the most beautiful feasts of the year, in which we get a glimpse of the unfolding of the story of in the Gospels of Jesus. Another step, a big step, in which Jesus reveals to the apostles who he is. They see him, they get a glimpse of him, Peter, James, and John, that is, get a glimpse of him on Mount Tabor, they get a glimpse of his glory, that Jesus is two realities that's very much in the mind of the apostles. We'll see tomorrow in tomorrow's reading that famous one where Jesus asked the apostles, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter answers, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus is overjoyed because he knows that Peter could not have known that without the help of the Father, that the Father was opening Peter's mind and heart to the reality of who Jesus is. Peter, of course, stumbles a few minutes later, but bottom line, he's beginning to see. And Jesus says, he'll say tomorrow, that the Son of Man must suffer and die. And that's what Peter didn't like. But what we're seeing in the Transfiguration is the coming of those two realities together and how they're expressed and how Jesus is going to fulfill and enter into glory by passing through the cross and what the cross ultimately will do to make it possible for human beings to enter into glory. But I thought I'd do is just read today, anyway, the gospel of the Transfiguration from Luke's account, and then if possible, jump to 2 Peter, because Peter makes reference to it, I think, very beautifully in his letter to the folks. So here's Luke's gospel. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up to the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Remember that. Who appeared in glory and spoke about his exodus. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, and they sleep a lot, even in the garden, you remember? And becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it's good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they had entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen Son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. So it's another level of the revelation of the truth of who Jesus is, that even the apostles who live with him every day needed this help to understand and to grasp what was unfolding in the person of Jesus. So we see, while he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. The glory of God, the glory that Jesus possessed from all eternity, is being manifested to the apostles. And they're overwhelmed. They're taken to a whole nother level with God's help. Now they're having a new knowledge. This is an experiential knowledge of the glory and the majesty of Jesus. And they recognized Moses and Elijah. And they were talking about his exodus. Now, Moses represents what? The law. The law was right at the heart of all the whole story of Israel, and the prophets. Elijah represents the prophets. And Jesus is the one who fulfills the law. He filled the law full with that love on the cross, the total love of that heart toward God the Father. He gave to God what belongs to God. He fulfilled the law. And then Elijah the prophet, the one who prophesied the coming of the Messiah, Isaiah 53, the prophetic word that he must suffer. It's mentioned in other places as well, but also that he is the Messiah that will lead Israel, the one who is to come, who will be king forever according to what the Lord said to David. And David mentions, it's quoted in Acts chapter 2 by Peter. And again, they appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus. What is the exodus? Think about the Old Testament, where they had the Passover, all that Israel, the purification that Israel had to go with the Egyptians who rebelled against God and enslaved them, right? And how God delivered them. And God will deliver the whole human race, give the opportunity for every single human being to pass from death to life, to pass through the Red Sea of baptism, to be able to move from the death-directed reality of a fallen world under the dominion of the world of flesh and the devil, and to come into the life of the kingdom of God. And that's going to be made possible, as I mentioned yesterday, if you didn't have a chance to tune in the program, by the crucifixion, by the shedding of the blood, by the perfect love and obedience, and Jesus' triumph over Satan and his strategy against the human race. Peter doesn't want this to end. Can't you relate to Peter? Like, let's build tents. Let's not go anywhere. This is amazing. This is unbelievable. What's happening? Their experience now is at a whole nother level. This even goes beyond the feeding of the 5,000. It's so extraordinary, the different things. But then the cloud comes, which is the presence of God the Father. Remember the cloud that made its way with the people of Israel through the desert? It's a sign of God's presence, and God the Father comes and God speaks. Where was the first time he said this? It was at Jesus' baptism by water, which was Jesus was now moving into his mission as the anointed Messiah to bring salvation to the world, to spread the gospel, to proclaim the coming of the kingdom and offer repentance and salvation. But now he comes again. The Father says, this is my chosen one. This is my son. Listen to him. The way to happiness and total freedom is right there in that one sentence for every single person on the planet. Believe in Jesus, the Son of God, and listen to him. Listen to what he says. His words are life. His words are life here on earth, and his words are what lead us to eternal life. A lot of people don't know his words. A few lines here, a few lines there, but the saints tell us ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. That love letter called the Bible that we've been given, the very words of God, words of men and words of God, is where we hear the voice of God. That's one fundamental place, an absolutely unique place that we hear the words of God, the words of Jesus. That's the place we go to listen to him. But so many people are ignorant of Scripture. Even baptized Catholics who been living as Catholics for 50 years, many of them know very little of the Bible and aren't engaging in the Word. So this is one of the things the Father wants us to do, to hear the voice of his Son. And the Holy Spirit, the author of the Word of God, is the Spirit that dwells in the hearts of those who are baptized into Christ. And it's that Holy Spirit who brings us knowledge, who opens up our hearts, who sheds the light that's in the Word into our heart, making it possible for us to grasp. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us a renewed mind and a fresh new spiritual way of thinking that leads to a kingdom lifestyle and walking out God's purpose and walking in love the way we're called to do it. Now, the apostles certainly experienced it. Even they didn't have their best day on Holy Thursday night and Good Friday. A lot was exposed about their own weakness and the fear of death and the power of death and what they were still up against that they didn't realize, both against the power of darkness they were up against, how powerful it was, but also they weren't aware of their own weakness and the Lord at the level they needed to. And this is one of the things the Lord exposed to them. And one we all remember is Peter. Peter had a pretty bad day on Holy Thursday night and during that period of time. But here's Peter now, years later, really having been on the day of Pentecost, touched profoundly by the Spirit, being received, as Jesus said, you receive power from on high so you can be my witnesses and communicate what I give. So here's Peter in his letter. He says, beloved, we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter's writing a letter to those he brought to the Lord, who he preached the gospel to. He told them the good news about Jesus. And he said, look, these are not myths that we sat and just figured out. Like, what clever way can, what clever kinds of thinking and conceiving of God and conceiving that we can come up with on our own? He said, that's not what happened. What we did is we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. Here's where Peter's referring to the transfiguration. Eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from the Father. Again, how did it happen? Because the Father was glorifying him. And Moses and Elijah were there. And then the Father spoke to them from the cloud. And so Peter will refer to it again. Let me just read. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that unique declaration came to him from the majestic glory. This is my Son, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. And he said, in Luke's account, listen to him. So Peter's testimony is, yes, we came to you and we proclaimed about the power of Jesus Christ, who is Lord. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Lord. All power and authority in heaven and earth has been given to him. And he's come to reign. The Father has put him on the throne and all the nations, the whole cosmos belongs to him. It's made for him. It's made through him. And he's made a way. So he's now conquered all the enemies of the human race. And he's Jesus, which means Savior. He comes to save us from what? Sin and its consequence, death and enslavement to demonic powers from all eternity. And he saves us from the world, the flesh, again, and the devil, the powers that are at work enslaving human beings. And of course, he's the Christ. He's the one anointed in complete fullness with the Holy Spirit and has the authority as King, seated at the right hand of the Father, one of us, to pour out that Spirit, that full anointing that belongs to him into the earth, to give birth to the church, his body, the means of salvation, the place where human beings can come and come to new life and come into the kingdom of God. It's so beautiful. So this is what Peter's describing. He's just giving testimony. He said, we ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. Moreover, we possess the prophetic message that is altogether reliable. You will do well to be attentive to it, as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. We possess the prophetic message. Christianity, friends, is a prophetic understanding of reality. We know what it's about. We know what's gone on by revelation. He's touched our minds. We understand the spiritual battle. What's really at stake? What is a human person? What's going on in this earth and where are we all headed? What's God's plan? What's the kingdom? That's what he's talking about. We possess his prophetic message, and at the heart of it is Jesus Christ is Lord and all that that means. And he says, you'll do well to be attentive to it. Here's Peter challenging us today. And the church challenges, are we attentive to it like a lamp shining in a dark place? You ever go into what is otherwise a pitch dark room and there's a candle burning and your eyes just kind of go to it? Jesus is the light of the world, friends. Let your eyes, your heart, and your mind go to him today. God bless you. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.